the 2018 NAFQ 51st Annual Conference with Mr. Alex Monterrubio. How are you, sir?
Doing really well. I see annual conference going on. It's always very exciting for NAFQ staff. See members that you don't see every day. Yeah. Exciting.
Nothing better than a face-to-face meeting.
Exactly.
Even though we live in this digital world that we all like to brag about.
Every once in a while, you got to put down the phone and actually talk to people.
I agree. I like what we're doing.
Exactly.
Who would have thunk? All right. Some breaking news today.
Yes.
The NCUA's field of membership decision. Give us the lowdown, Alex. What's going on? What's the latest?
So this has been something that NCUA has been working on for some time. You know, when they finalized FOM1 back in November 2016, you know, they broke off some aspects of the rule related to community charters, and you know, they put them out for consideration. It's been some time. Mm-hmm. They finally finalized it today. We have a final rule. A lot of really good things.
I feel like I'm on a game show.
Yeah.
We have the final rule.
We have it, finally.
But wait. Commercial.
No,
exactly.
After this commercial break. So the biggest things that you know, you're probably going to be hearing about over the coming days and weeks, especially from NAFQ, is, you know, one of the elements that they were considering is raising the population limit to 10 million from 2.5 million.
That's a big raise. Wow.
That would have been huge. Yeah. You know, that's something that we definitely supported. We said that the NCUA should take that move. They kind of decided to split the baby a little bit.
Oh.
They didn't increase the population cap above 2.5 million. They left it the same.
Mm-hmm.
However, they added an alternative option where credit unions can use a narrative approach to try to justify the addition of some sort of community into their field of membership.
What do you mean narrative? What do you... So they have to tell a story about what they want to do, their goal?
Yeah, so a little bit more subjective. They laid out 13 different criteria that credit unions could use. They don't have to use all 13. Mm-hmm. It's kind of at the credit union's kind of option to try to make as best case as possible,
mm-hmm.
Using some of those categories and maybe even a few others.
Mm-hmm.
One thing with that option, though, is that it would be subject to a public hearing. So if a credit union basically tries to, you know, use the narrative option, be a little bit more subjective on why this is a well-defined local community, they would have to go through a public hearing put on by NCUA's Office of Cure,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, you would be able to hear from the public on whether or not they think that the credit union is making a good case or not.
It sounds like a city council meeting.
A little bit.
Where they're talking about zoning laws or something like that.
Exactly. And that's always going to add some element of, you know, a little bit of risk to it. But
yeah.
For credit unions that really want to advance into certain areas, I think it'll be a good option for them.
Yeah, and it's transparency. I mean, it's transparency. So that's a pretty cool thing, I think, as well.
Exactly. Yeah. And then one of the best things about kind of adding this alternative option,
sure.
is that although NCUA didn't increase the population cap above 2.5 million, if you have kind of a area that you're trying to get into with a population above that, you'd be able to use this option. So
There's
a hypothetical scenario out there where a credit union can get an area that, let's say, is 5 million population,
mm-hmm.
using this alternative option.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a pretty steep, public hearing's a pretty steep high burden, but, you know, it at least provides you with some avenue.
That option,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Okay, so where do they go for this public hearing? Do they fly to Washington, D.C. and hang out?
So,
or, I mean, hang out, that's very flippant of me to say.
Yeah.
Go have a meeting with the NCUA officials, or?
Yeah, so the...
How's that work?
The rule accounts for kind of two potential options. I imagine we're going to be hearing more from the Office of Cure about, you know, the actual mechanics of the public hearing, but either they could host it in Alexandria at NCUA's offices,
mm-hmm.
or somewhere in the actual community of the credit union.
That makes sense.
So, you know, two options available.
I like that. Anything? What else happened? Anything else of magnitude?
Yeah.
Happened?
So today's board meeting was pretty extensive. You know, they did a kind of update on the MBL changes that they made as a result of S-2155.
Mm-hmm.
They did kind of an update on the Enterprise Modernization Solution Program, which is basically like NCUA moving into the modern age. And then finally, voluntary mergers. So they issued a rule on that. You know, it was drawn back quite a significant degree from the proposal. You know, we're going through it right now. We're trying to determine what the actual impact on credit unions is going to be. You know, we had a few questions about whether or not it was a necessary rulemaking, but, you know, we look forward to reading through the rule and working with the NCUA going forward.
So what does all this mean for credit unions? Is it good news for credit unions, or is it still kind of halfway there, halfway not?
I'm going to say split decision, you know. we got some good stuff on field of membership.
Okay.
Voluntary mergers, you know, we'll see. It wasn't as bad as, you know, we kind of thought it was going to be, but, you know, all in all, I think that there are a lot of positive things coming out of the regulators over the last few months and years, like the last few years.
Yeah.
We look forward to working with them even more for relief on, you know, stress testing and, you know, RBC. It's one of our biggest issues right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, stay tuned for more on that.
Oh, boy. Has the credit union industry turns
yeah.
continue. So, wow. Well, thank you very much for the breaking news update, Alex, and appreciate it. And kind of wrap up, what can we do next? What can Creighton's do next? What are you guys doing next?
So, yeah, I mean, obviously the fight for Rugged Leaf always continues.
Yeah.
You know, we have a number of things that we're going to be pushing. I would encourage credit unions who are interested in getting involved, reach out to NAFQ Reg Affairs, Ledge Affairs. You know, we actually have a new advocacy box that you can reach kind of any one of our teams. It's advocacy@NAFQ.org. Mm-hmm. Email that and we'll, you know, give you a list of items that, you know, we'd love for you to push with us.
Right on. Yeah, I think the more people that get involved, the better. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, very cool. Mm-hmm. All right, Alex, well, thank you again. Appreciate the time, sir.
No problem.
And look forward to the next chat on see what else has transpired.
Sounds great.
Good job.